2019 at 6:30 p.m. Roll call, please, Marlis.
Yes. Lane?
Here.
Wilbur?
Here.
Sessish is absent. DeVries?
Here.
Dilde? Is absent. Dumanovic?
Here.
And Torres?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, introduction of guests, city officials and staff, director of Park and Recreation, Tim Evans, superintendent of parks, Scott Sleaser is coming, I guess. Superintendent.
He may or may not. His daughter had a basketball game.
He's not present at the moment. Superintendent of Recreation, Shay Ramos. City Council Liaison to the Park Board, Joel Frieders, Ward 3 Alderman. Public comment, presentations, approval of minutes from November 15, 2018.
Moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Bills review list, December 2018 through January 2019. Budget report for October and November 2018.
Yeah, just on the bills list. I mean, big bills are going to be related to, like, the Chili Chase, Oktoberfest, holiday celebration, like the fireworks will be on there. And then just finishing out, really, the Riverfront grant. There's going to be quite a few expenses related to Riverfront Park on there as we were... We had to have it done by New Year's Eve of 2018. And now we're in the we did get it all done. Now we're in the process of submitting the reimbursement back. So those are the big bills on there. Overall budget wise, I mean we're hanging in there. I mean the biggest thing that's affecting our budget a little bit is that because 3-4 years ago when the grants were put on hold, we had a really good budget year. We paid for the Riverfront Park playground out of the 70 out of our operation budget. Mm-hmm. And so when they did the budget this year, the $81,000 has to get, it's part of our budget until we get reimbursed. We're going to be like $81,000 behind. So it's potential. When I talked to Rob about it, he says once we submit it, he'll just credit us that. But it's kind of skewing the way our budget's a little off because it's $81,000 off. I mean, we'll just get that big chunk of money whenever the state reimburses us for it. And then we had to adjust the budget, obviously, with taking on youth baseball. So registration just started on Monday. So we'll have a better idea of kind of how that goes in the next couple weeks. But overall, it's kind of similar to last year at this time.
Okay, we had a couple walk-ins. Ken Koch, Alderman, and Mark Dilde. Old business grant update.
Yeah, so the Bristol Bay grant is done. Obviously, it's been submitted. Initially, we had to make some, they wanted some additional information. We got that done. I talked to the lady that's our grant administrator right before Christmas, and she just said that the state was going through a computer change and that she would get back to me here in January just on the status of it. So, I mean, we're hoping to hear back from them in the next couple weeks with just saying, it's good to go. We'll be sending the money soon, or they need additional information. The Bristol or the Riverfront one, that's done also. Grant-wise, it's done. I mean, there's some other things that we want to do out of our own budget. But grant-wise, it's done. I just finished the audit with the auditors last week. Where Rob and I are just getting the paperwork done with that. Hopefully, we'll be submitting that in the next week or two. And hopefully, by at least summer, we'll be paid back all the money for the state through both of those. So that's kind of where we're at on both of the grants. So they're done, physically done. It's just getting the money and the paperwork done.
Alrighty.
So any questions on those? Or?
Glad it's over with. Just
Yeah, and if you've seen downtown, I know that's more not really our department, but it's through community development. There's been signs put up, like public parking signs or downtown signs. So I know they're going to put a few more up. I met with them just about putting parking, especially over at the Riverfront Park. And behind the building, just letting people know that you can park there. You know, I think, you know, we have quite a bit of parking in the downtown area. So, especially events and things of that nature, I think will be very useful.
How many do we have behind the action? 25 or 30?
I think I counted you have more than that. You probably got close to 75 from the playground the way behind.
That's great.
So, you know. So, except for when we're doing, like, a parade or something, we block that off. Even most events, like Summer Solstice, that'll be all wide open.
Yeah.
We should probably have a meeting relatively soon to talk about what our options are as far as staging and vendors and stuff like that. Because now that we have that, it's totally different now. Yeah. So that you are the one giving direction and we're not the one.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, I think we'd like to, and it's just a matter of budget and working that out with either the city council or us, is the, where we took Yak Shack down.
Yeah.
It's a nice paid thing now that these guys did. What can we make of that?
Right.
Get a shelter on there or at least a rail around it, and then like I envision even like our events where you could have one band here, one band here, this one's coming off, another one's over there, and kind of people around the park.
Well, it completely changes the dynamic of the park because now you're not going to find a muddy area.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it looks fantastic.
And just the playground, like I think when we have events, Summer Solstice and other events down there, just, I mean, we saw it a little bit with Oktoberfest. It really expands the whole thing.
And you've got a walkway, you know, the river walkway right to the new parking, so you can walk that way, not out.
Yeah. I think the only other thing that we kind of now have is that we, over the years, didn't really envision was more how actual fishing north of the dam has become a popular thing.
And they're going up through people's yards and walking down?
Well, no. They kind of created their own little boat ramp by the in between the fishing pier and the canoe kayak chute. Like they just kind of dug through their boats in there. And what we found out,
but you block that off now.
Well,
I thought you could put boats in there.
If they just do it, because when we ran into a problem was at Oktoberfest.
Oh, when they had their fishing event,
we had no clue. Like, and all of a sudden, like 30 boats showed up. And like we're kind of had blocked off the roads because we had kids activities. And I mean, we worked with them on it. And I have the guy's contact. I think it's, I can't remember his name. He gave me a list already for next year and stuff. I mean, I do want to work with them.
Yeah.
Is how do we get them in and out of their safety?
You're talking about the little ramp between the fishing pier and the kayak, handicap kayak thing.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
But it's not really, it's not an official.
Well, I know it's not
official. I mean, it's just something they've made.
That is what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's like a gravel.
I understand.
I would call it a ramp too, like for jet skis or something.
Yeah. And so
it functions as a ramp.
It's, well, it functions for them. Yeah. But the problem now is like,
all the gravel's going in the river.
Well, not even that so much as just you have a walking path now. I mean, most people, obviously, the boat's coming, you get out of the way.
Right.
But how we got to, like, do that properly and make sure they're getting out of there safely. And then just, should we be looking at doing some kind of a ramp? We did meet with the EI going over it. I mean, you're looking at probably $30,000 just to do something small that at least would fit, like, fishing boats and stuff. I don't, we don't need big boats. But I do think it's something we should look at just because there is a group of people that want to do it. It gets them in the downtown area. Hopefully then they're going to go to bars, restaurants, things of that nature, and just using the park.
Where else on that side of the river can you put in then if you can't put it in there?
There's a spot. Scott and I were going to go look at in Oswego. They did something.
Okay.
That you can go in at. And then you can up in Aurora.
Okay.
But they like our place because you can then quickly, when they did the fishing tournament, like half the guys went north, half the guys went south. Like they met in the back of our, behind the Yak Shack, and then when they said go, and they were gone for like 12 hours, they left, some guys left and went even by our rec office, where it's an actual boat ramp is there.
Yeah.
Like we redid that, and they went there and went south of the river. And then some guys, and then they came back and met at our place.
But you got depth problems south of the dam.
Yeah.
Below the dam. I mean, they got
hell, I drug a boat one time all the way to the streets.
They need that depth above the dam.
Yes. Yeah. So it's just something that had developed over the years and wasn't initially part of the grant. And now, I mean, we probably should address it in some form or fashion. I mean, Scott and I have met about it. We have plans. It's just, it's money.
Yeah.
Figuring it out. You know, but personally, I mean, just being Parks and Rec, I think it's something we should address. I would think people in City Council would want to have that down there.
Yeah,
like I said, I think a lot of these guys, then, when they stuck around, they came to our event, I think they would go to the bars, the restaurants, things of that nature.
Yeah. Incentivize it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, your paving came back cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks for that.
Yes, not much, but a little bit. it's kind of surprising because I guess if you do any contract work, you never expect to come back cheaper, but that's where you hire someone like EI because then they're keeping track of everything of asphalt they're putting out there.
Right.
So, but I think, I mean, hopefully everyone agree, I think it's made a huge difference at both parks.
The parking wasn't done by the time I left Bristol Bay for soccer this fall, but I'm looking forward to spring.
Yeah, it's awesome out there now.
I can't wait.
And just even the trail that goes around, I mean, it's awesome.
So wait, you headed up mine and did the trail too?
Yes.
Yeah. That's great.
So we did the whole trail around the soccer fields, and we had been meeting with the Sports Dome people to see how could we do some kind of a run, something in their building, outside, come back in their building. So, I mean, we're starting off now. We're doing they're out of school next Friday, the 18th. We're doing a movie and sports theme in their building next Friday. And then we're just meeting with her to say, how could we do something out here with all that?
Very cool.
So,
simple thing, we might want to think about storing that boat cart during the winter and maybe giving it a little maintenance. That's a great thing, and people really benefit. No reason to have it sit out for 2 months in the really bad weather. And it's sitting, you know where it's sitting there.
No, I know. I just don't know where.
Well, I figured you guys got it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we could bring it up here, but it'd probably be sitting outside here, too.
Oh. Yeah.
So I'll talk to Scott about it and see what we can do. I know what you're saying. It's very nice.
It's a very helpful thing for
people.
Yes,
especially people that are just going to use the kayak chute, go down, come back, go down, come back.
Yep.
Even a tarp over it or something, huh?
Yeah, that could be an option. I mean, we do that with the mound out of Ridge. We
just put tarp over it.
Yeah.
Weather off. Okay, that's it for grants. Okay, baseball and softball uniform and equipment request for proposal.
So that's one of the reasons Carrie's here as our purchasing agent. But just as we're taking on baseball league, I think we all thought it was just important because we're going to be spending quite a bit of money just on uniforms leagues is trying to get a request for proposal and see what companies would bring back to us just to set price for these things and get the best deal that we can. So that's what this really is to get this out there as soon as possible. It'll go to city council for approval on the 22nd. And then we have the dates in there by March. I mean, obviously we have to have these things in the kids' hand by the first week of April. But it's just about trying to get the best deal we can. As I talked to Kerry though, I do know that if it's something close, I'd like to try to keep it local though. So even if we have to pay a little bit more, if it means Bloomberg or somebody like that would work with us on it, we would definitely want to go with them though. So that's just on the request for a proposal for
baseball. So you're going to hit up the 5 local shops then?
Carrie will.
Cool.
So, yes.
And on page 5 where it says 17 reserved, is that just normally there and it was removed?
What was explained from Jim at the city's attorney, he had stated that some of the language within the general conditions and special conditions mm-hmm. weren't relevant to this type of proposal.
Cool.
A lot of that information that says reserved is more for like construction work and so forth, so we just minimized it and just put reserved in.
Cool. Yeah, don't redo the do it, then you'll use it for the wrong time.
Exactly.
So that's kind of where I'm at.
We need to vote on that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I need a motion and a second for the baseball and softball uniform and equipment request for proposal.
So moved.
I'll second.
Roll call, Merlis.
Yes. Wilberg?
Yes.
DeVries?
Yes.
Dilday?
Yes.
Dumanovic?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Okay, program catalog request for proposal.
Yeah, so, I mean, my entire career here, we've used service printing out of Huntley, Illinois. And, I mean, it's been hit and miss with them. I mean, for the most part, we've had a pretty good relationship. I think our catalog, when it's done, comes out very well. I know Shane and I have made a lot of change to it over the years. And Shane deals with it more than I do. And I just think the last year or two, there's been some frustration with Shane just with their staffing issues and just getting stuff done on time. We seem to be either at the last second it's getting done or we're having to delay things. And then just as the price has gone up, I think it's important for us just to see, are we getting the best deal possible?
I agree.
It's the same thing. I've talked to Shay. I've talked to Carrie about it. You know, I also don't want to go to a worse situation. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's, you know, the devil you know. But I'm very open to seeing what we can get out there.
Can they give you some kind of better delivery system, too?
They do, and we've requested the same. Yeah. So we specifically asked not to do the door-to-door direct, which we did at one point when we were at, like, the rec center days,
right.
And we just noticed that nobody got the catalog when we went to Door to Door Direct, and we are...
Well, and that was also more because we were in the recession, yeah. The city was looking to save money, and we decided to go that route, and that.
Yeah,
but the problem was the $3,000 we spend to pay on postage and through the post office, right. we lost that in revenue because people were not getting the catalog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's still something to... Even though more and more people are going to their phones or computers, I still think there's something to getting that catalog.
Yeah,
looking it's a through it. When
people have kids
around the house.
People keep it. Yeah. I mean, I know just
my sister's drawing. I don't even have.
We keep it just on our refrigerator. I think there's still something to having that, but I think it's just about making sure we're getting a competitive price that we're paying. I mean, now that we're up to three times a year, we're spending almost $50,000 a year on the catalog. And then just if we can maybe potentially get better service.
More modern designs.
Yeah.
More modern design?
Yeah.
Well, if you also notice that the inside pages are one, the outside pages are another. Mm. I know it's a lot thicker, but just compared to every other catalog, it's similar to the Wavanci catalog, like a step above the Wavanci catalog. The Wavanci catalog was always where one direction was... this way, then you flip it, and it was like half was the other direction.
Hmm.
But their paper was so thin that if it got wet in shipping, you had five pages that were like mashed together, and next thing you know, you're not taking your accounting that year. So it's
I don't like the smell of the ink.
Oh, yeah, that stuff stinks.
That's the part that bugs me.
I was looking in there, like, just make sure you can sample. That's the last thing. Oh,
because I have to hold it back like this. I don't know if I'm just sensitive to it or.
And that's one, too, where if they have a stack of samples, it won't smell how the final product will. So you say, hey, can you print me off one? That way you can smell it, because I'm telling you, having a box of catalogs in my office at any given time, you can tell if they were freshly printed or they've been there for a year. So that just might drive people crazy. Oh, did the catalog come? It smells like it.
Next, we don't have that now.
Yeah, you don't want that. Yeah. So just when you get your samples, ask if they're freshly printed.
We'll just tell them Alderman Frieders had to do the smell test. Let's put that in the RFP.
Once I quit smoking cigarettes, my ability to smell things through the roof. So.
Do you think, I guess we need a...
Yes, please.
Vote. Okay. I need a motion and a second for the program catalog request for proposal.
I so move. As presented by staff.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Yes. DeVries?
Yes.
Dilday?
Yes.
Dumanovic?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
And Wilbur?
Yes.
Park and Recreation Monthly Report.
Yeah, I kind of just did. I had staff, and we put together more of a yearly report this time.
It was good. I read a lot of it.
Just to give an idea of everything we did throughout the year.
A lot of parks list things.
Overall, obviously, on the park side was just the Bristol Bay Riverfront. Those are the big things, I think, on recreation. We continue what we had and also added, our relationship with Oswego, adding Oktoberfest this year, doing the Flags of Valor. Those are big things. And then, obviously, securing the Youth Baseball League for this year was kind of some of the big things. I don't know if you have some other stuff.
Oh, geez. You guys can read through all the details. But overall, the thing, I guess, that really hit me when I was doing this, I don't realize we do, and then I went 34 events. That's almost three events that we do per month, and most of them, I think I even put that set in here, most of them are free to the public. So I just think that's something that's really unique about Yorkville, and just really nice to see that there is so much to do just through our department, and most of it is free for families to come and participate. And then just seeing, how many businesses support us, almost $25,000, came in just from people giving donations to help with that. So, with the special events, just to see how many people were able to do it just by all those organizations that we partner with. So, and I think a lot of this has happened over just probably the last half of my career. We've really started to kind of partner with everybody, which is allowing us to just take on more and more. So, that's what I took out of it when I didn't realize all of this when I was writing it, and kind of neat to see. But overall, everyone's working really hard, as you can see, with all the different things that we're doing. And I guess one of the great things to see, too, just a quick update, is that preschool, we officially started open registration. We did returning registration from people who are currently in. Started in December, and then we just opened up this week to anybody off the street. I think we've already had 7 new registrations, just people off the street. And our Monday, Wednesday, Friday AM class was already full just by people returning into next year. So we're over halfway filled for the year at this point, and even ready, set, go from returners are coming back. So we have about 12 maybe kids coming back already in a Ready, Set, Go program. So just some really great things. When you see people continuously coming back, we know we're doing something right. So hopefully we continue to build on that. And when we get them at 2 and 3, we start to see them just kind of filtering into all of our other programs, our events, our leagues, and all of our other classes. So it's nice to see that those programs are still being successful because they trickle on as they continue to grow. So you can read the rest, but that's just my updates from there.
And outside of that, just some things going on now. Obviously, baseball registration started Monday.
What, 60 as of Tuesday?
So, I think we were 60 through Tuesday. So we're having about 30 days to turn off. Budget-wise, we need 500 kids, which we should get by April 1st.
I think so.
So, I mean, that's kind of similar to what we have in basketball and soccer. So I would expect we should have those numbers. And, you know, obviously we're trying to cram in quite a bit of work here in 3 months to get ready for the season. So that's a big thing. The park maintenance position that's related to the baseball closes Friday. And then we'll start interviews here in the next week or two. We'd like to have that person starting by March 1st, just so they can start working with park staff and get ready to get fields ready. If you get a chance, and I can send some pictures this week, a couple of the backstops at Beecher were taken out and redone. That had been old, and that was part of the budget proposal that we had initially done. So they got that project done. I know with the pretty decent weather we've had here recently, they've been out at Beecher quite a bit trying to work on those fields and get them ready for the season as soon as possible. And then basketball starts Saturday. Picture day is Friday. We have 550 kids this year in the basketball, youth basketball league. So we start Saturday, 8 in the morning, go till about 5 at night every Saturday.
It's like double when it started out.
Yep.
Yes. Right. Well, when she's talking about special events, I just counted in my head. I think we did 6 the year I first started here, and now we're up over 30. So, yes, basketball had like 100 kids. And now
I think it was like 250 the last time. Now it's 500.
When I started, our first second grade had 4 teams, and now we have like around 12 to 14. That's just in first, second grade. So now we're going all the way up through high school, so...
I see there's flag football now, too.
Yes. So, and I know we worked with us. We gone there last year?
Fox Valley.
Is that a co-ed?
I think we've had girls join in the past. It's traditionally a boys' league. I don't think we really put a gender on it. But I think 1 year when I ran it, we had a girl who played. But I think this last year it was just boys. Generally, and we combined with
an all girls team.
We combined with Fox Valley on it. I think if someone wanted to register, as long, we wouldn't. I mean, as long, the parents know what they're getting into, so as long as they're willing and able, we'll let them in and go from there. So,
all right. So, big things for the board. If you guys are interested, we have Top Golf on March 7th. That's with the Village of Oswego. If anyone's interested, it's from 2 to 5. Top Golf is actually off of Naperville Road.
59.
It's a nice event. I know a lot of the elected officials show up to it, a lot of businesses. We are collaborating with that with Oswego, so we expect to have Yorkville Oswego people. If any of you guys are interested, please let me know. I'll work something out. And then the St. Patrick's Day event and parade is March 16th. If you'd like to be in the parade, I know Joel.
Are you our leprechaun again?
Foot pending is our leprechaun to be able to walk.
I do need a new outfit because the other one is shaved.
The cane would be a great addition, though, best. Right?
I mean, we'll get you a new outfit. But if you didn't get to come out last year, and I mean, Joel, it was packed.
If we can stay behind the Yak Shack for the parade, we should be able to pack.
Oh, easily. It was a great, just new addition. I know we're working with the businesses on that. I mean, the only thing we did is the parade, but it was really just kind of neat to see, go to the different businesses in downtown. The bands and just everyone in the St. Patrick's Day thing was kind of a neat thing throughout the downtown area.
What time is Top Golf on the 7th?
2 to 5.
It's on March 7th?
Yes. I think it's a Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, it's a Thursday, What time is it from?
2 to 5.
Don't people work for it?
It's during the work week. It allows you to network.
Yeah.
As far as
I'll never work off out and do it.
I'll take the day off.
I'll take the afternoon.
Oh, I might not. That's the Missouri Valley Tournament. So we'll see.
What's that?
Missouri Valley Tournament.
Well, that's important.
We'll see.
So, those are the new things. And I'll send everyone. We're just finalizing the schedule events. I'll send that to everybody. It'd be great to come out to as many things as you can. We have a huge amount going on this year. In addition to making sure baseball knows as well. That is kind of our number one priority right now.
You're talking about it since I started Park Board, so. I'm gonna go.
I'm extremely excited.
Me too.
A little nervous about it all.
Well, yeah.
And I think the biggest thing.
Strong right
into
the fire.
Yeah. It's a great opportunity. I know staff's excited. But I think the nervous thing for me is just it's something that everything else, you kind of have staff there, you kind of have a little bit of control over it. And this is like baseball coaches, you're kind of on your own. You're out at the field, you're practicing. Like, even soccer, it's one location. This is going to be all over the place.
Yeah, it's going
to be one. And tryouts, you got that all straightened out?
Don't do tryouts.
You can do
have, like, an evaluation.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Evaluations.
There might be, I'm trying to think.
Do the coaches do that, or do you guys do it?
We're going to do it, I believe, in combination with the
high school kids. They help out in that.
Yeah.
Okay. And hiring Miss Stephanie, who was on the YYBSA board, that's been a huge help. Having her be with us and kind of help guide us a little bit on some of these things and work through it.
Everybody keeping the same fields? Are you doing a lot of it?
Well, the travel organizations, that's all been worked out. They'll have their fields. And then I'm trying to get as much as we can Beecher and Bridge used as much as possible. That's where our concession stands at. That's where we have staff. That's where we have an AED. That's where we have everything. And that's easy for us to handle. So if there is a problem, they can go to the concession stand. The kids can call one of us and then we can solve it. And then just financially, the money from the concession revenue just helps us out. So that's more money for us.
Men's
so.
Softball, how's that going these days?
You know, softball in general, just nationwide, is taking a dip. I mean, it's just...
It's holding steady.
You're going to keep them going?
We're very strong on, what, Thursdays?
It's Thursday night men's.
Yeah, and that's about it.
Kelly still play?
I don't think so. He was mostly co-ed, and we stopped our co-ed league a couple years ago. Most co-ed, you know, adults are looking more. They're doing more like the volleyball leagues now. Is kind of the trend that we're seeing. So we just have our men's, and Tyler has kind of broken it into different divisions. So we have our more competitive, medium, and kind of just our more rec division. So we've had to change it a bit over the years just to kind of accommodate for the trends that are going on. But we still have about like 12 teams, I think, that are participating every summer. So it's definitely still worth doing. But it's just not that one year. I know it just all of a sudden like exploded there for a few years. And
are we using the tennis courts at all with any program?
We have tennis camps that we do.
So there's no like.
I believe
tennis clubs.
My overall plan is somehow to get dance pickleball.
That's a big trend.
Yeah. That is a huge trend.
Yeah. So,
and I would love to see.
And who? Where was
pickleball.
I just driving recently?
I'd be
and
your
I saw young kids
cheerleader. You.
Well, I've never played pickleball.
So,
is it played on a tennis court with a tennis?
No, it's a smaller.
It's
tennis,
a smaller court.
You can do it though.
And it's for basically older people.
Yes.
They play in Oswego.
So you just stand on the
smaller ball.
No. It's a lower net.
Yes.
You have a bigger ball.
There's no running.
You run a little bit, yes, you do.
Wheelchair. Do you get a longer rack too?
Really, that is coming.
You get a smaller net.
Yes.
You can do. You just have to reconfigure the tennis court. You can do it on a tennis.
You can.
Yes.
Because again, you need.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you really want to ever go see it, Plainfield has one in their downtown area.
I saw last week on the gym.
Yeah. So
skateboard events, anything. Arranged
for us right now. My only focus is youth baseball. We have to make sure this goes well. This is extremely important.
Come on, you're the rec director.
Yeah,
let's get going.
So, but the skate park itself has gotten tremendous amount of use. I mean, we can tell by the damage they do out there. So I mean, it's gotten a lot of use out there. And the hill has gotten a lot of use because we can see car marks going all over up and down.
Cars.
Well, my guess is it's teenage kids using the skate park and then decide that they're going to drive up the sledding
with Dad's car.
Yeah. So, I think there's a plan for us to do volleyball, to do something with the skate park in that sense. I just think some things shifted when we got this opportunity to use baseball here, and I mean, we are what we are. I have 5 rec employees, you know, and one of them is completely dedicated to all day preschool. And so, you know, this youth baseball, it needs to go well. I mean, this is a huge deal for the
community. I know, you guys got enough money.
We got
to
get this
done. I'm just trying to get more money.
And so am I. I mean, this is a huge amount of money with the thing, with the baseball. So I think once, you know, we get baseball settled this year, things go well, we'll look at some other stuff. But, you know, if you look at it, we got a lot on our plate.
A lot.
If it goes well, you're going to hire somebody full-time for that.
It will come down to budget, yeah. I mean, we've used a lot of the money just to pay for a parks full-time employee. But yes, I mean, if this goes well, then someday, yeah, we probably will have to hire someone just dedicated to youth baseball, because it'll start, I mean, you got registration now, it'll go all the way till the end of October with volleyball. And then that person can then help out with basketball and stuff in the off-season. So yes, I do envision this person that we've hired part-time, that 2-3 years down the road, everything goes well, that I would like to make.
You guys still have the interns? Used to have those people once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, we don't get a lot of them, but when they come, we take them.
They couldn't get another one.
That's
they
what
never
I'm saying.
Up.
They usually like to stay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, our big problem now is
get rid of them.
Have you been to the rec office? I don't even know where we put them.
Right.
We have Tyler in the conference room.
Yeah. And it's tough, too, to, like, anything that's big, they're basically almost like a part-time staff. I mean, it's really hard to give an intern, you know, like, hey, here's a baseball season, good luck. You know what I mean? Like, they work as a part-time staff, and we have some good ones that, like, Dylan, who's our, like, a part-time staff who gets, you know, 1,000 hours a year and does a lot of things, and we've had him consistently, so, like, we can give him more and more.
What are you guys doing with the basement at the bank?
You can't go down there. That's
because the asbestos.
It's not asbestos. It's the biggest issue right now is the sprinkler system is not, one, it's not working down there. Two, it needs to be signed out. So to go down there to do any program, that has to get fixed. So, I mean, that's more of a...
It smells like river water.
That's more of a city council decision of what they want to do with the bank.
When they redid it for bare bones, like I used to shower down there before work. Oh,
that's where the stink came from.
I would get to work and I would just have a knot in my sinus.
Really?
Gross. No.
So, wasn't, I mean, upstairs, I mean,
wasn't there a mold problem down there too, Martin?
It smelled.
You're talking about the Van Ammon
spring.
I can't tell you.
Yeah. Okay. You're in the parking lot? Spring. Really still, you can hear the water.
Wow.
You hear the water underneath.
Really?
So, I mean, we're using upstairs quite a bit.
Do you want to put City Hall there?
Actually, have stats on
it. Yeah, we'll tear it down and build something.
So, what are you going to do with the spring? You gonna plug it?
You saw pumping tonight.
Put a cork in it?
The bank.
Divert it.
They do that all the time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it just bubbled out of the ground where it wants to.
That's long term more of a city council decision. I mean, we're using upstairs quite a bit. I mean, we're using it 6 days a week. It's more of what city council decides to do.
I bet you
that
connects to the spring over by the barn on Fox Road.
We have the facilities master plan out there right now. So once we get the results of that, we'll make a decision.
So, I'm sure a lot of stuff on that will come in focus after the elections and things of that nature.
Did you hear the food trucks were approved through a plan commission last night? It'll go to city council. Just in case. See them in the parks and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, but they'll still have to fill out a park application and follow those rules. And
they can just park on a parkway outside the park.
So, I mean,
now we got rules for that. That's nice.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know why we didn't do that before.
Because nobody did it before.
Everybody's having these food truck festivals.
And they're waiting for somebody to make a decision on how to manage it. So, when that came through, was that EDC?
Mm-hmm.
When that came through EDC, I was like, we don't have this.
Yeah.
And then you read about it, and nobody had it. So, over the last 3 years, I'd say 50% of the areas around us.
It's big in Oswego now.
Oh, yeah. Oswego's had it for years.
Yeah, they have a food truck festival in some year.
Well, I mean, at Oktoberfest, we did. We had 5-6 food trucks.
Okay. And they came at 4 o'clock, and everybody was already frozen.
Well, the timing of that didn't go well, so.
Yeah, you got to contact, like, I have a note in my calendar.
They're busy with festivals and stuff, I'm sure.
And that's 6 months out.
Yeah.
Last year, I was told, no, you should contact us in November for anything in June. So, yeah, you got to get on top.
Well, that's no different than us booking bands.
Yeah.
I mean, if we don't get it done by December.
So, who did we book for this year? I saw it in there. Anybody good?
Not
R. Kelly, obviously. We're
The Christian band, that's still...
I don't know. He could be looking for his job.
So the Christian band, that'll get finalized here in the next month.
We don't pay for that anyway.
And then Shade Book, we got a country act out of Nashville.
Yep.
For Saturday.
Nashville, Illinois, or Nashville in
Nashville, Tennessee.
So we'll have a country themed Saturday.
Plus the kids.
And then the kids' activities.
Yep.
On throughout Saturday. So we'll have we saw that it was really was trying to get where you could come see Paw Patrol and
basically we're gonna do like 5 different stations of like meet and greets for characters so people can just come, they'll get a map and they can just go all over the festival to go see different characters of their choice. And then I'm working on...
Characters? You mean people in costumes?
Yeah, yes. Like princesses. Oh, we took
That's what we paid them for.
I remember what Parky.
Poor
kid.
And then actually on stage, I'm almost finalized. I just have to pull the trigger on making my final decision. But we're kind of doing potentially two different acts on stage for kids. So like possibly like a full-blown like princess performance where they sing and dance and tell stories and do different things. And then possibly the... kids band that comes on, then after that too, who isn't annoying, but they sound good, kind of catchy.
No, so,
that
way you can Saturday,
and do like
we're doing the whole kids thing throughout the day, and then country music at night.
Mm-hmm.
Friday is the Christian rock thing, which last year was absolutely insane, how crowded it was. And then Sunday, we still have the dog jumping contest, which has been popular,
and we'll do
the
car fest. Show.
And then we're going to have a boy band.
Yeah, so we're doing a
Sunday
boy band and a wine tasting. So, mom's afternoon out. So, yes.
Look at Tim's face.
Joel got on stage and said 5,000 people showed up. I'm buying.
Christina out of the house.
Sunday, we're going to keep the same thing. It's gone well.
Yeah.
Sunday, at some point we need to pull the trigger and move on to different things. It's gone well. I mean,
they're holding
them. I know some people complain you have the same band, but then when 3,000, 4,000 people show up, how do you move on from
it? It's a moneymaker.
Sunday night's always gone well for us.
Mm-hmm. Do they drink a lot of beer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes it's huge.
So religion doesn't keep them away from the time.
Oh, no,
we do very long carnival on Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
And then hopefully country Saturday, we'll do a craft beer tasting with the country and the bags. So hopefully that will help drive beer sales with that.
Switzerland.
And hopefully
Swiss. I would like to make them myself.
And then, so we're changing up. So Saturday should be is pretty much a revamp. So we'll hopefully see how that goes and try to draw some people in, and then see where that goes and see how Sunday is, and then we'll make decisions for the future as far as Sunday or other changes that we want to make. So
if you did happy hour pricing on the Christian rock night for like 2 hours before the band goes on, I bet you'd see a lot of people show up, drink a little bit, and then go over to the carnival ride if they're not into the...
You think so?
Oh, God, yeah.
I like that idea.
You knock a couple dollars or $1.50 off a beer.
I actually like that idea a lot. I wonder if we can do it.
Why not? Talk to the street.
No, I just didn't know legally if we can. I know there's happy hour now in Illinois.
Talk to the distributor about the legalities. But
just say beers at this price.
I actually like that idea a lot.
Yes.
I like that idea.
You don't have to call it a happy hour.
No, I think you do.
No,
you do.
Happy hour, and it's before a holiday weekend, so if they pregame at the festival and spend money, then the church crowd shows up. The pre-gamers are either sticking around going, what is this? Or they're going to play.
Or they're into the music by that point.
Or they're going to another local establishment.
It
doesn't really matter. But
I like it a lot.
What you're trying to do is to keep the flow of people in and out.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt. Yes.
That would help. Yeah, we can do that.
Anything else?
No. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, thanks.
I mentioned the dough. You should tattoo your horn in your report.
I did.
Get it to every alderman.
I already did.
That what?
Oh, you did? Okay, because that needs to be done.
Yeah, Ken and I know the work that you guys do. Ken and I know the dedication that you guys have to the department. We see your budget. You guys are killing it. there's new blood coming in, and there's some people who are just getting reelected. Like, I think it's time that we start tooting your horn a little bit more. So I sent out the packet and said, go to page 226 and look at this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Just because this is something that most people, when they have like their annual review, they go over and above, say, this is what I'm doing. You're just doing it to update people on your board. Yeah, we should do a better job of tooting your horn. So I sent it over to Erin, because she's our... Yeah, it's really impressive.
No,
one of the reasons people move here isn't because of our taxes. It's because it's like wherever you go to one of these events, like when I go to the Santa thing, my kids are a little bit old for that. They don't care because it's like, oh, yeah, we go every year. So you guys have created traditions for people like me that most people don't even acknowledge the fact that it happens, but the people that do would greatly miss it if it was gone. So we'll do a better job of tooting your horn.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
You want to do a jerk?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.